Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to PSP Projects Limited Q1 FY 2024 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. The statements are not the guarantees for future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bhardinar Vijayakumar. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for logging in to the 1Q FY 2024 earnings call of PSP Projects. From the company, we have Mr. P.S. Patel, Chairman, MD, and CEO, and Mr. Chetan Patel, CFO. We would have an initial remarks by the management, followed up with a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of management, I'm pleased to welcome you all to PSP earnings call to discuss Q1 2024, FY 2024 quarterly financial results. Please note, a copy of our all disclosures is available on the investor section of our website, as well as on the stock exchanges. Anything said on this call which reflects our outlook for future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. Now, I hand over the call to our MD for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, everyone. We welcome you all on the earnings conference call of PSP Projects Limited to discuss the first quarter financial results for the financial year 2024. We did upload the investors presentation with the requisite updates on the stock exchange and website. I believe you may have got a chance to go through the same. Let me begin by sharing a social responsibility that the company engaged during the quarter, which I am proud of. On the World Environment Day, we planted more than 10,000 trees in a single day at a Rupur village of Patan district in state of Gujarat. I take immense pride that our completed project of Surat Diamond Bourse now has the title of the world's largest office building, bigger than the Pentagon, as featured on CNN. I would like to express my gratitude that PSP Projects would be an instrumental part of such a landmark project in India. I would take this responsibility to highlight that the company has aligned its corporate vision and mission with the ESG goals to move towards sustainable development. The company has incorporated the ESG steering committee that monitors the impact of company's actions on its impact on environment and society. During the quarter, the company received an award of Best Commercial Project of Gujarat by Realty Plus Excellence Award for Surat Diamond Bourse project, which we did, last at Surat. Now, I would like to share some of the operational updates. As on 30th June 2023, the outstanding order book was to the tune of 5,321 crore, at 15% year-on-year growth over quarter one FY 2023 order book. Out of the current order book, the private project, that is institutional, industrial, and residential projects, comprises of 46%, while government projects comprises of 55%. As on 30th June 2023, there are 48 ongoing projects, of which 81% are based in Gujarat, 19% are based at UP. In all, the company has completed about 210 projects so far since inception, with 84% private projects and balance were government projects. During the quarter, the company completed five projects. Some of the key projects which are: construction of Money Plant High Street in Ahmedabad, Reliance Corporate House in Ahmedabad, construction of Adani International School at Adani Shantigram, construction of one precast factory shed and a precast corporate house in Belgaum. That is one of the first precast project which day as a whole. During the quarter, the company received an order inflow to the tune of 758 crore, excluding GST. The order inflow gets grew by 38% year-on-year. The major projects awarded during the quarters are: development of tourist pilgrim destination at Garhi Dam, design build project of Bath Sabha Hall at Vadodara and Surat, two commercial complexes in Surat. Let me share the key developments in all 8 UP projects. During the quarter, The revenue booked from all UP projects is to the tune of rupees 196 crore, and as on date, the revenue booked is 959 crore out of total all UP projects. The project is at the stage where the MEP and the interior works are going on. All the projects are working on the schedule which we talked during the last quarter's phone call. Update on SMC administrative building. Yes, the project is also going on a fast track. Once we have completed excavation and we have already completed diaphragm wall, so there is no disturbance too much because of the monsoon. So rafts are going on and we have already booked the revenue of about 50 crore till now. we have already booked the revenue of about 90 crore till now. Itself, ma'am, will share financial performance of the company in detail. Let me share a brief update with you. During quarter 1 FY24, the revenue from operations grew by 48% to rupees 510 crore. The EBITDA grew by 37% to rupees 65 crore. The EBITDA margin for the quarter is at 12.7%. As I have always mentioned, our margin profile will be in the range of 11 to 13% depending on the stage and execution of the project. The margin improvement is largely supported by advanced stage of works which are doing at UP site. As I have always stated to my stakeholders that there is an ample opportunity in projects available considering the government's push towards infrastructure, and now the private companies are also going for capacity expansion post the pandemic. Historically, considering majority of the order inflow from state of Gujarat, I would like to highlight that in February 2023, Gujarat government on its budget has announced rupees 5 lakh crore to be spent in coming 5 years for the development of infrastructure facilities across the sectors like ports, roads, railways, hydroelectric projects, development of Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, Gujarat Financial Tech City, metro rail system, bullet trains, railway redevelopments and urban transportation projects, tourism, slum rehabilitations, hospitals, education, multi-level parking and many more. At the moment, of PSU projects is well placed in as an earned the required credential over the years to become one of the preferred contractors and stands eligibility criteria bidding the large and prestigious project. With this, I conclude my remarks and now I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Sethal Patel to take us through the financial details.
Thank you, sir. The financial performance during the quarter ended June 30, 2023 is as below. Quarter 1 FY24 versus Quarter 1 FY23. Revenue from operations for the quarter is at 510 crore versus 345 crore, which is increased by 48% on YOY basis. EBITDA for the quarter is 65 crore versus rupees 47 crore, which is higher by 37% on YOY basis. EBITDA margin is at 12.69%. versus 13.64%. Net profit for the quarter is at rupees 37 crore versus 29 crore, higher by 29% on YOY basis. PAT margin is at 7.13 compared to 8.13 on YOY basis. During the quarter, the revenue generated from 7 UP projects put together was 196 crore during Q1 24. Cumulative revenue till June 30, 2023 is 915 crore. Would like to mention few of the important balance sheet numbers as on 30th June 23. Long-term borrowing stands at 97 crore. Short-term borrowing 185 crore. Gross block of assets is 431 crore. Net block is 245 crore. Addition during the quarter is rupees 18 crore. Net unbilled revenue stands at 261 crore. Retention non-current is 110 crore. Retention current is 34 crore. Mobilization advance stands at 223 crore. Working capital days are as follows. Debtor days are 81. Creditor days are 71. Inventory days are 33. Total net working capital days are 43. Out of total credit facility of 1047 crore, utilized limit is of 905 crore, out of which 120 crore are fund-based utilization and 785 crore is non-fund-based utilization. As on June 30, 2023, the company has total fixed deposit of 323 crore, out of which lien free deposits are 67 crore, FD worth rupees 250 crores, 256 crores are under lien with bank for credit facility. Work on hand as on 30th June is 5,321 crores. Detailed bifurcation is available on the uploaded presentation. That concludes the update on financials, and we are now open for the floor question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. And congratulations to the entire team for robust performance. Sir, my first question is just to trade guidance. So 2,600 crore revenue for this year and 4,000 crore. So are we maintaining the same or are we slightly upgrading the same?
No, we are still maintaining the same.
Okay. Second, in terms of UP project, so now outstanding order book is 576 crore. So out of this, by March, we should be able to complete how much? 450 odd crore?
Yeah, it should be in that range only, because I am thinking about one project may spill over, that is related to two hospitals which are going till March. So probably you are right, 450 we consider out of 576, it will be in that tune only.
And for Surat Municipal project, previously we were saying, so this quarter slightly lower 26 crore revenue because the project is just starting. But broadly, 300-400 crore revenue, we should be able to do this year, and then 450-500 crore from FY25.
No, it won't be 400, but it should be near to 300.
Okay, 300 crore this year, but from FY25, it should be increasing.
Yeah, that will be much higher than this year, because then after the finishing activity will start, so we'll be able to generate more revenue when all the activity starts. Presently, by till next March, I would see that the building will be going only on structure side only.
Okay. So now, sir, in terms of the bid pipeline, so last time we said 6,000 odd crore kind of a bid pipeline. So first, what's the total size, and also primarily the couple of projects if you highlight would be helpful, and majorly wanted to understand on the Ahmedabad station redevelopment. So what's the status, what's the likely in terms of the getting the projects, any update on that would be helpful.
See, the bid pipeline, I would say, will be still in that range of about 6,000 crore. Yes, probably we are now talking and discussing on and working on this railway project of Kalupur. At the same time, we may think of bidding for Delhi Airport, also Delhi Railway Station also, because we are not qualifying to both the station. So probably that too itself becomes more than 6,000 crore. But apart from that, if we consider only the Kalupur railway station, there are few projects which we are already bidding, which is within in the Gujarat itself. So the order pipeline, I think there is a substantial availability of projects which are going to come within the next 1 year. So there are bid pipeline won't be an issue. And as far as what you are thinking is a about the Andhra railway station, I think we are going to bid somewhere in the month of September 9. And then after the October 9 or 10th is Delhi railway station. So it's still 2 or 2.5 months we'll be able to say something on that project.
Okay, so Delhi station is also the same 2,000-3,000 crore kind of a size?
I think it is 5,000 crore.
Okay, so then we will be bidding through the JV?
Yeah, it is a compulsory JV because we are not having an experience of bridges, and there is a typical requirement of a contracting firm who has done bridges has to be a part of this project. So we are going to bid both the projects as a JV because it's not purely a building. It is 60-40, about 40% is a part scope of the bridge and the concourse, and the rest of the thing is finishing and MEP.
Okay. So this Delhi bid is also by September, October, we will need to submit.
Yeah, it has to end by October. Building should end by October, and the railway station should end by September 1st, which is the 9th.
Okay. Hetal ma'am, just a update, need a data point on the balance sheet. I missed the retention money part. If you can repeat that, and absolute inventory, debtor and payable number.
Yeah, sure. Retention, if you see, non-current amount is 110. And retention current is 33 crore.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
And, and debtors are 450 crore.
415?
Yes, 50.
Okay. 450.
And
okay.
Creditors are 396 crores.
Okay. And inventory?
Yeah. And inventory 184 crores.
PS, sir, last just a thing. We are increasing our borrowing limit from 1500 crore to 3000 crore. So is it for the this station redevelopment only the non-fund based limit that we are trying to increase?
Yes, see, basically currently we are having 1047 crores of limit that comprises of most of the non-fund based limit. Only 130 crore is the fund based limit. Now we are planning to increase our bank guarantee limit, so that will be around 450 crores plus. So around 1500 crores of borrowing we are planning to do.
He is understanding 3000 crores. Yeah. It is not 3000, it is from 1000 to 1500.
So the resolution what we have passed is the maximum limit. So on a higher side we have kept it.
Okay. Resolution is on the higher side that we have kept. Okay, yeah, okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay. Thank you. A reminder to all the participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Arushi Shah from Sushil Finance. Please go ahead.
Oh, hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the wonderful set of numbers and thank you for the opportunity. One thing is, I wanted to know that we are highly concentrated in Gujarat and UP. So what is the total addressable market size, in Gujarat per se? So, I can just get an idea that how much we penetrate only in Gujarat, or probably are we looking at other states all over India as well?
See, it is not about that we are highly concentrated UP and Gujarat. Gujarat, of course, will be higher than other states, but we have already experience of operations in Karnataka, Rajasthan and Delhi. So as and when the project opportunities are there, I have been always telling that when there is a large size project and the project is something which is from different and the pre-qualifying criteria are niche, the competition is going to be niche. So we bid for such type of project anywhere out of Gujarat. But presently, after completion of This Kashi Vishwanath, we got this large size opportunity to work for medical college and hospitals in UP. So that is the reason that we are presently concentrating in UP. But yes, in general, we are comfortable to work in almost all the states of Gujarat. But still, it depends on what is the size of the project, what is the current order book at that stage if you are going to bid for projects out of Gujarat. So that way it is nothing restriction on that we are limited to one state or the other state. It is all about the opportunity and the competition.
So for Gujarat, how much would, we can bid for, or how much would be the addressable construction, what we can do, and for we specialize or we have the expertise in?
See, again, I would say that we are purely an EPC contracting firm, so it is not at all about how we will be placed in future, but by the history, it is almost 50-50, sometimes 50 is, last year our order book was almost from Gujarat itself, and Gujarat is the most happening state, you must have heard. So opportunities are coming largely from Gujarat, but we are still open to bid for other states, and presently we can't plan because what are the projects which are going to come from other states can't be seen by a contracting firm. So as and when it is announced and if that opportunity is there, we would bid for that.
Right. Okay. And so my last question would be an overall landscape of the construction industry. I just wanted to know your view on that. How much, given the government support and other proactive measures, I'm sure we are very well placed. So how does the construction landscape look to you going further from now? Maybe a midterm view would be nice.
But the economical growth on which India is going on, I presently see there will be huge opportunities that is going to come in next 3 years. As we see, there lots of airports are going to come, lots of redevelopment at the government side is coming up, lots of medical college and education institutes are also coming up. Now presently, we are thinking about Commonwealth Games and these also Olympics where Gujarat is going to bid. So probably I see a lot future for construction companies to come in next 2 to 3 years. At the same time, CapEx side of the large groups of industries also, we have already heard a lot from Adani, a lot from Reliance, and a lot from AstraZeneca, and this microchip, this Vedanta and Maxcom, Foxconn. These are the groups which are going to come with the huge investments in near future. So I personally feel there will be huge opportunities for construction companies like us.
Okay. And sir, how is our precast facility currently doing? Are we fully utilized and what would be the peak revenue if so?
See, presently, we started it, fully fledged operation in last year, and that was, I think, we have done a project for sizing up to 80 crore, and this year we are trying to complete it, to have a target of about 250 crore, and as an individual plant, this should can go up to 300, but since we are already now expanded ourselves to go into infrastructure also, where we are manufacturing the ducts for bullet train to be supplied to L&T, so probably that can be this business. I personally see there will be huge potential as and when this year also there was a huge shortage of labor till July. So probably we see that there will be good opportunities for precast works to come in the next future. So if we expand from here, we can grow up to 1,000 crore in near future after 3-4 years.
Okay. And sir, also precast, we do receive repeat orders from our clients.
Yes, precast, as of now, we had about 7 orders from Godwit who was into warehousing facilities, and they have already given us few more orders. So it is more like when once a person is having an experience of the precast, that how time and quality is maintained and how time is saved. Mostly 40% time of the person is saved by doing precast. So probably once gets that technology installed at his own campus or at his own facility, they will be tempted to go for future and repeat orders, and that experience we are already having from Godwit, who is into warehousing facilities, who has been giving us continuous order.
Correct. Okay, thank you so much for such a comprehensive insight, sir, and best of luck and congratulations. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, a few questions. Sir. So when I'm looking at the debt number, what was said, 97 is long term and short term is around 185, right? So the 282 odd crore debt seems to be like a very steep jump from the March level of about 145. So why would there be such a sharp increase in one quarter, sir?
See, as I told you that almost all the inventories have been done at the UP side. So there was a little bit more investment on UP side as far as MEP is concerned. And the things gets converted into revenue only and only once it is installed at site. So that's the major reason where we have to put in money. So that at least overall timeline is met because we were already delayed in last March, and so that most of the revenue will now come in this next 6 months. So we are already on track, and probably the investment is majorly on the inventory side of UP.
Okay. So by the end of the year, where do you see this number, broadly speaking?
Yeah, I think it should be 100 crore, 180, but 200 crore should be somewhere in the middle of about 100 crore.
Okay. You're saying around 200 crores by the end of the year.
No, presently it is 200. It is more than 200, so it will be in the range of 100-150.
100-150 by the end of the year. Okay.
Yeah.
Secondly, in terms of the two large projects in the pipeline, one is you updated about the Ahmedabad, the station redevelopment, but apart from that, the Gems and Jewelry Park in Navi Mumbai, which is around 2500 crores. And also we were looking at something for Central Vista. So any update on these two projects?
See, Central Vista is, I think, what is the reason at that level, I'm not aware of, but there is no certain inquiry from Central Vista as of now. The projects which are going on, that's the only expansion which is going on. So probably that futuristic announcement will be made on the tender stage, but we are not aware when it will come. About Gem and Jewelry Park, yes, the tenders are open, and these two the second lowest, so probably it is likely that it will go to the lowest person.
Okay. So when is that finalization expected, sir?
So since we are second lowest, we are not concluded to say that.
Okay.
We are not concluded. But probably once they give the order to the lowest, we will come to know.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Navneet Virani from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible? Hello?
Yeah. Your voice is low.
Is it better now, sir?
Yeah, little bit, but not so clear.
So I'll go ahead with my question. So I just needed one clarification regarding the limit.
Yeah.
So if I understood correctly, the current level of limits is around 1,050 crores, out of which 140 crores is fund-based.
Yeah.
Right? And we are planning to take it to 1,500 crores.
Yeah.
In which the fund-based limit would be, sir?
145 crores.
So it is almost 10% of the total exposure.
Yes.
Got it. And in the announcement which we have made, we have kept the room to take it up to 3,000 as and when the need arises. Is that understanding correct?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. That was the only clarification I needed. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Shah from Rapsa Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I suggested one question. PSP earlier, historically, we had bidded for projects where there is limited competition. So I just wanted to understand, has there been an increase in intensity of number of players bidding for the same project where the competition was earlier limited? in the high ticket projects, high ticket size?
No, I personally see that after completion of Surat Diamond Bus, we still stand as a D-scale that we are able to qualify from beyond 2,500 crore size project, and that there is no much competition, maybe 4 or 5 years maximum, depending on still the criteria, how it is being kept for that project and what is the requirement of that project. But probably the intensity has not increased to that there will be huge competition beyond 2,500 crore. So it will be maximum 5 or 6 years.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devang Patel from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi sir. You earlier mentioned bidding for airport and railway projects in Delhi of larger sizes. Want to understand what kind of JV partner you are looking at? Is it a domestic or an international partner? And what will be our scope in terms of work and in terms of equity participation?
See, that these are, as I said, that these are two large railway stations where there will be a separate road or bridge. That will be a separate road which will touch directly to the concourse level. So that is more required, like a bridge is which, what we do in a bridge. So those things will be in the scope of the contractor who is expertise in doing bridge. And rest of the thing above concourse, which is going to be finishing part of the overall station, even you have the platform level, there is a finishing, but even at the platform level, there will be a requirement of HVAC and electrical and fire. All these things will be done by the principal contractor like us. Only the main structure which is required to be done, like bridge and concourse, will be done by that player who is having a JV with us. And yes, we are going with a JV who is a local partner from India.
So we'll have about 50% share of the work. If you're talking of 3,000 crore, I'm not sure what...
It will be in the range of 50%.
And then can you talk about other large projects that are in the pipeline similarly of large ticket sizes?
Large project in the ticket size presently.
You mentioned a big pipeline of 6,000 crore, but this itself, we are excluding this. And other than this, what are the other big projects in the big pipeline?
One IT park project of 400 crore, which is standing from Pune last year. Okay, Chennai. The road end project which we have already bid is in the range of 350 crore plus. Central Vista project which we are qualified or which we are waiting for the pre-qualification is in the MP office, which was 1,250 crore. And Science City, there is a museum for about 300 crore which we are bidding.
Sir, I couldn't catch clearly. In Central Vista project, this 1250 crore project, did you mention that we are L2 in this?
No. It is in pre-qualification stage since last 9 months. They have not yet announced who are qualified, and once they are qualified, they will be issuing the bids to bid for that. But as I said, that project has been a little bit made slow down. Maybe the reason of execution in the city is becoming a little bit in terms of environment. So probably that will take little time. But yes, we have bidded for the pre-qualification only.
Okay. Sir, I couldn't hear clearly. You were saying you were L2 in one of the projects.
That is Gem and Jewelry Park in Mumbai.
Okay. Sir, is it possible to use our precast facility for project work in Mumbai, or will the transport distance make it unviable?
No, the feasibility of this project, this plant, which I think that the cost viability can be proved, is up to a range of about 300 kilometers.
Okay. Fine, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Kanodia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on your robust order book. Sir, I had two questions. Sir, in case of Ahmedabad and Delhi station redevelopment orders, who is the other JV partner?
We can't announce today who will be our JV partner.
Okay. Okay, understood. And sir, in case of the Bhiwandi and Pandharpur projects, so what would be the outstanding order book for those projects and any update from the client or the court?
The order book which you already announced is excluding the Bhiwandi and Pandharpur orders since March. So we have already excluded those two orders from our outstanding order book. And what was your next question, second question?
So that's the reason I was asking the outstanding, what would be the value of the order and the any update that would be having some client on the court?
See, we are not including any outstanding order book of these two projects, right? So in this 5,300 crore of order, we don't have this Pandharpur and Bhiwandi outstanding.
Okay, and any update that we have from the court?
Yeah, that Bhiwandi project, hearing will start from August, and on the Pandharpur side, we have already applied in NICO that the arbitration is still yet to be evoked. So we are waiting for the arbitration to evoke. And if Bhiwandi, both the parties have submitted their claims, so the arbitrator's hearing will start from, arbitrator's arguments will start from August.
Okay. I missed your FY24 guidance. Have you kept your guidance same, or is there any change in the FY24 revenue and margin guidance?
No. Presently, we would like to maintain the same.
Okay, sir. Thank you, and those were my questions. Best of luck.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ritesh Parikh from Rockstead Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I just want to understand the order, majorly incremental order we are getting from the government side. So is there any slowdown in the private project we are seeing?
No, as such, it is not so. We have already announced few orders from Nestle last year, before March. So I said there is nothing like that. So the private orders are little bit low. But yes, large size projects are being announced majorly from government side.
Lastly, on the EBITDA margin side, this quarter we had quite a bit of order completion. So it was on the 13% side. But do you see any margin improvement happening? It's 11 to 13, that band being improving?
No, as I always say, that it should be at the end of the quarter, what are the projects which are getting into which stage of the construction. So we still have that guideline of between 11 and 13%. So probably again, as few quarters back, when we last year, the March quarter, we had a margin of about 14 plus. That was majorly due to completion of some of the large projects. So as and when such types of events come up, there can be a plus or minus of 1%. But we still try to maintain our claim of 11 to 13% at EBIT.
Thank you. That's it from me, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, just wanted to clarify Dharoi Dam, the one project that we have bidded and still the outcome has not come. So that is a 300 crore project.
No. One order we have already received. There is about 1200 crores of development which is going in on Dharoi. First package we are already doing. Which year, of course, that order was, we got little bit delay from the government side, but that is under execution. What I'm talking is of the phase two, so which is being, we are going to bid by this weekend, and that is the, it is announced just with, 1 month back only.
So this phase two will be how much, 580 odd crore?
No. There are again the phase 3 is going to come. So it is in the range of 350 crore.
Okay. Phase 2 will be a 300 crore, 300, 350 crore. And phase 3 will also have the same range.
Again, in the same range, yeah.
Okay. So total from 600, 650 crore kind of a size that we can we are looking to bid?
No. See, it is our total 1200 crore investment is divided into three packages. First package we have already received and we are working on that project. Second package is announced now and we are bidding by end of this week. Third package may be announced maybe somewhere in the month of October, November. So it is phase one, two and three, total into 1200 crore.
Okay. Got it. Second, sir, on the precast, we mentioned in the press release 20 crore we have approved the capex. So with this, the capacity will remain the same 1 million square feet or this will further increase to 2 million or 3 million?
See, that is, this is again, as I said, that our capacity is still the same, but there can be some projects which are related to infrastructure and industry. So the shed which we have already expanded for infrastructure, it is 100, on the structure side, it is 100% done. On the roofing side, it is 50% done. So as and when the such types of small expansions are required, they are based on the inquiry, we may go for expansion, or some of the inquiries which may come up later in the building side. So when the beam column and slab line, which we have a spare capacity of 1-1 line, that can be a future addition of those lines in terms of machinery only. So this is a probable figure I have given, which can be utilized. Presently, I am not having any idea of how much we will be spending on what, but that depends on how the overall inquiry goes on and what level of inquiries we are getting. It decides upon that time.
Okay. And then in terms of the for full year capex, normally we have a stand of 3-4% of revenue. So
yeah, close to 70, 80. On the project side, that will go on. Yeah, that will go on.
Okay. Got it. And lastly, Hetal ma'am, now the date has increased and we are saying that it by end of year it will be 100-150 crore will reduce. But in terms of the interest cost from second quarter, will it inch up from 9-odd crore that this quarter we have?
Yeah, it will be, once the repayment is done, it will be reduced. The interest cost also will be reduced to that extent.
But at least second or maybe third quarter till we may see maybe up 11, 12 odd crore, 10 crore kind of finance cost.
Yeah, it will be less than that actually. Currently we are having 9 crores. So once the repayment is done, see whatever loans we have taken right now, so those will be mostly repaid within a year or so. Likewise, means interest cost also will reduce to that extent. Yeah, but bank guarantee charges also will be included in finance cost. So to that extent, again, if some large project comes up, the finance cost may go up.
So the difference of 5 and 9 is majorly distributed between interest and the bank guarantee charges. It is not purely an interest. Because since your order book has gone high, so there is an financial charges because of bank guarantee also. So of course there is an incremental in interest also, but it is both ways, maybe 40-50 or 60-40.
Yeah, got it, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from GM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, our number of bid pipeline of 6,000 crores, so does it include the Ahmedabad station redevelopment project?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Kanodia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up opportunity. So on the precast revenues, so what is the revenue that we have booked in this quarter and what is the guidance for FY24 and 25?
Basically, we are not segregating any precast revenue because if you see our orders, as sir has already said, Godwit factory we are constructing, so those are composite orders. So we do civil work and other work also in addition to providing precast.
Overall revenue is booked in the main book.
Revenue stream only. So we can say it's a backward integration, and just like RMP, now we are using precast in some of the projects.
Okay, ma'am. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ash Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
So, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. The L&T precast facility, there is no movement as yet in this quarter as well. So, can you just throw some light on that?
L&T, yeah, that new order facility is yet to be built up. And now, supply will start. I think in last month only, a small supply has already initiated the new project.
Has the project started? No?
Yeah.
See, after getting the order in January, I think we got order last year, and we then placed the order for molds. So molds requirement was huge, and the molds are going to come from the out of country, and some of the molds we have made in Jaipur, in Rajasthan. So probably now everything is in line and all the molds are in place. So from last month only, we have started full third product.
Okay, and this 195 crores will be completed in this year itself, FY24, or there will be some spillover?
I think it has to be completed, but there can be some spillover of our first quarter. I'm not exactly knowing the timeline which we have given, but probably it should be there. We should be some spillover of first quarter.
Also, I just missed out on the Ahmedabad railway station. Can you just quantify the amount for Ahmedabad railway station and Delhi railway station separately? What is the pipeline?
I think presently the Ahmedabad railway station is in the range of 2,600 crore, and to be exact, on Delhi it is 4,700 crore.
And you were mentioning about something on the Palampur project as well, Palampur railway station. So if you could just...
No. It was Kalupur railway station, not Palampur. So Kalupur is a part of Ahmedabad. So we call it Kalupur railway station.
Okay. Yeah. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Mehta from JK Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So just wanted to know, what is the order inflow target for FY24?
We have given it more than 3,000 crore.
More than 3,000 crore. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Navid Virani from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, last quarter's conference call, we mentioned that there will be some spillover of FY23, which will happen in Q1 and Q2 of this year. So what will be that portion, if you can, quantify from the total revenue which we did this quarter?
You are talking about UP?
I'm talking about, as a whole. So let's say we did 510 crore worth of revenue this quarter. So how much
actually last March quarter we fall short of about 10% of overall revenue guidance, and that we told that there will be a spillover of last quarter of March to be taken in the first two quarters of 24. So that was the spillover talk, and in terms of overall revenue, how much spillover I think we have never talked. It was purely on the projects, UP projects, which was to be, which we envisaged to be done before March, is having a spillover this year in first and second quarter.
Okay, sir. Got that clarification. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arushi Shah from Sushil Finance. Please go ahead.
No, my question has been answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participant, I will now hand over the conference over to the management for the closing comment.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for your continued support and bestowing trust on us. We hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out of our investor relation advisor E&Y, and they will connect with you offline. Thank you again. Thank you, Vanidhar, for hosting our call. Thank you, everyone. God bless you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of PSP Project Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.